The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. Disaster at the border. You know what disaster at the border means. Disaster at the border means disaster for America. That's what it means. And do we want disaster for America? No, but are we able to prevent disaster from happening when we have no control over our borders? And then when you tie everything else that is going on in the world, there is so much that is pointing towards disaster. It keeps escalating. It's not a situation any of us want to be in. We're hoping and we're praying for America. But every day, I see stuff every day that discourages our side. Not fully discourage. I mean, Donald Trump looks like if there was if we had fair elections going forward and stuff, it looks like Donald Trump would actually win. But like I said, what we're facing, and with the cheating that I believe is pretty obvious occurred in the last election, I don't even want to focus on that. If we get a lot closer to that, we'll focus on that. But the important thing is who cares about it if we don't make it there? So let's get into some sound bites, though. The Biden administration has caught flying over 300 immigrants into the United States. Now, they're just flying them in, folks. You got to comprehend this. This is really unbelievable, but not. It's not unbelievable because we've been seeing it taking place in our country this whole time. Here's Stinchfield. Take a listen.
Thanks to the Daily Mail and a Freedom of Information request by the Center for Immigration Studies, found that the Biden administration flew in 360,000 illegals into the country. We know they're flying them around the country. These are ones from outside the country that they flew in here. Now, you want to talk about a total disaster? You literally are importing poverty, the uneducated, and really, quite frankly, crime, as you take in so many of these illegals. This is President Trump talking about those migrants flown into this country.
But today it was just announced before I came out. It was unbelievable. I said, that must be a mistake. They flew 325,000 migrants, flew them in over the borders into our country. So that really tells you where they're coming from. They want open borders. And open borders are going to destroy our country. We need borders and we need free and fair election.
We need it all, Mr. President, which is why we need you back. Lastly, we found this leaked video from 2021, a government contractor. 2021, Biden's in office. A plane full of illegals. Watch this.
You know what I mean?
And why? You know why?
You know why.
Yeah, I know, but why? Yeah.
Come on.
No, but what's the big secret? Everybody knows it's happening.
You know why? Because if it gets out, the government will train the Americans.
Yeah, they know all hell's going to break loose. Well,
hold on. I'll give you so much more. It's amazing that they can just fly them in. But I think about all these people that are on the waiting list. Like, there are TV shows about 90 Day Fiancé, where it's super hard to get these people to get their green card or to get them in. But now, why would anyone do that? I guess you can just walk right in. But those TV shows are still on, the 90 Day Fiancé and everything else. But they're just open border, nothing to stop any of this from happening. I don't even know how to explain a globalist who lives in America. I don't know how to explain their attitude. I don't get how they think that they can do this open border stuff and think America can survive. So I ask you, what do you think? Do they want America to be taken down and like literally destroyed? Or do you think they want America to have open borders because they think we're going to be able to just do this one world government thing and just tie in with the Great Reset? It's got to be a little bit of both. It's got to be some of them really do want America to be destroyed, even though they live here. It really is a spiritual warfare. So sometimes it's hard to explain. Let me go back to Grant.
Well, we figured it out. Joining me now, former DHS senior advisor and author of the book Terrorists on the Border and in Our Country, which you can pre-order now. Charles Marino is back with us. Charles, welcome back.
Thanks, Grant.
So what did you make of this story when you read it? Did you know this was going on?
Yeah, look, no one should be surprised by this at all. The administration's been coordinating this invasion of the United States for the past 3 years. They started out with the video you just showed with the midnight flights. They got caught and they found another way to go about getting it done. Let's remember, this recent example wasn't found out and uncovered unless there was a FOIA request that came through. And that's how it was uncovered. But look, I mean, the biggest national security threat to the United States isn't coming from China. It isn't coming from Russia. It's actually originating at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's coming right out of the White House. It's coming through their purposeful policies that are allowing this to happen. And it continues. They continue to usher people into the country that cannot be thoroughly vetted. We have no idea who these people are, what the ultimate reason is for wanting to come into the United States. Yes, is there a percentage of good people that want a better life? Absolutely. Are there some that want to do a lot of harm to as many Americans as they can in the shortest amount of time? You betcha.
I'll ask you this too, with 3 years of these illegals pouring in, do you think if we shut the border down 100% completely today, I could wave a magic wand and have the border be stopped and no one ever gets in again? Has the damage already been done? Is our economy going to survive what has happened already? And has the damage been done more so from our enemies? How many of our enemies have set up into this country and are ready to attack this country from within? So to me, I look at it and say, even if I could wave a magic wand, the damage is too far gone. You don't want to think that's the case, but it certainly feels that way to me. And I think most of you feel that way too. Maybe not. I mean, and then you're going to say, well, now that's hopeless. It's no, with God, anything's possible. So you can't outrule that if God were to miraculously say, no, I'm going to raise Trump up. And but, folks, I don't see that happening. I see judgment coming. There's no indication of that. Again, there would be, just like there's indication that we're heading towards destruction. If you thought God was going to, it doesn't even have to be Donald Trump. It's God who would do it, not Donald Trump. Don't misguide your faith into a person when you should be looking at God. What is God going to do? If God decides he wants to save America, there will be indication. You'll see it. And I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing the opposite. I'm seeing indication of we're still heading towards judgment. But I promise you, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I look every day to see if there's a change in that indication, and no, there hasn't been. All right, let's go back, pick up where we left off.
You know, I should have pulled, I just thought of it listening to you talk. Ben Berkwam, the great border reporter for Real America's Voice, was on the program last night. he had passports that he's collected. They just throw them out on the border because if they've got asylum from another country or whatever, they want to start fresh in America. Ben said that when they give someone their name, there's really no questions asked. They may take some fingerprints or biometrics, but beyond that, they take your name as your word. They give you documentation and off you go. You have a new identity. This is insanity, Charles.
Yeah, it is. And look, the purpose of these flights bringing in hundreds of thousands of people over the last year was to manipulate the numbers. The Department of Homeland Security has always played the shell game with the American people when it comes to the real numbers down at the border. We're well over 10 plus million people in this country. We're probably closer to 15 million if you take into account those that go completely undetected and the gotaways. The gotaways are grossly underestimated. So they continue to play the shell game. They wanted to show lower numbers at the border, which is why they bypassed the border altogether and flew in these illegal migrants directly into U.S. cities without elected officials knowing about it.
From what I'm told, they were using the CBP One app, the Border Patrol app that you could do. And they were using that as the planes. And the app, too, was a scheme because they weren't including those numbers as encounters because you were registering yourself first. The whole thing, as you mentioned, is a shell game. I want to play one clip for you, though. This is from Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas talking about, lack of talking about this Jose Ibarra, the suspect in the killing of this 22-year-old nursing home student, Lakin Riley, in Georgia. He had been captured and arrested on too many times to count, set free every time before he went and killed this girl, as police say. Listen to what Mayorkas says when questioned on should he have been deported and detained.
Should this man have been deported?
A few thoughts. First, Margaret, first and foremost, an absolute tragedy. And our hearts break for and our prayers are with the family, number one. Number two, and importantly, as a prosecutor, having prosecuted violent crime and other crimes for 12 years, one individual is responsible for the murder, mm-hmm. and that is the murderer. And we work very closely with state and local law enforcement to ensure that individuals who pose a threat to public safety are indeed our highest priority for detention and removal.
He beat up a Border Patrol agent, Charles Marino, besides mm-hmm. driving drunk, besides shoplifting, besides beating up someone under 17 years old. That was a non-answer. And I'm going to tell you something. He and Joe Biden have blood on their hands. They're not the only, the killer's not the only one responsible for this. Charles.
Their policies blatantly allowed it to happen. And he looks like it reminds me of an old cult leader. I forget the name of the cult. Anyways, I won't go there. I could say a whole bunch of other stuff. I won't. One last thing from this conversation.
Charles.
Well, besides our national security going down the tubes, the reputation and legacy of Ali Mayorkas is going down the tubes as well. And my sources at the Department of Homeland Security tell me very clearly he's struggling right now. He knows he's been on the wrong side of this for the past 3 years. He knows that this has been an injustice to the American people. And he knows that his legacy is going to suffer because of this and that innocent Americans are being hurt and killed. But this is so much bigger than just immigration and border security. You're now starting to see this morph into an abandonment of law and order. You're starting to hear about the sanctuary cities, the prosecutors who aren't prosecuting, and how Democrat politicians have turned on their police departments and the law enforcement profession. This is going to be a nightmare for them in the 2024 election, and deservedly so.
Yeah, lawlessness. We're heading right towards lawlessness. It is horrible. Let me move on. Another topic Grant Stinchfield's show went on, and this is interesting, is the COVID vaccine censorship. We still have all that going on, and they're still causing the American people to not be informed about really what has happened with the COVID vaccine. Surprise, surprise.
Welcome back, everyone. You may remember on this program, we highlighted a medical study that was published in the journal Curious, written by Dr. McCullough and a host of other doctors, peer-reviewed, that called for a moratorium on the COVID vaccine, saying it was just too dangerous. This is Dr. McCullough talking about it on this program.
Nathaniel's done a great job synthesizing the results from the trials that were used to grant emergency authorization of the vaccines, particularly the Pfizer program, as well as what we've observed over the course of time. And in short, the companies cheated during the randomized trials. They didn't follow the principles that we would expect to ensure that the products really work. And the duration of time was too short to identify if they were safe. And now time has played out. Unfortunately, we've learned they don't work and they're not safe.
So that was the gist of this study that went into Curious. And then curiously enough, Curious retracts this study. It was, quote, as Dr. McCullough calls it, a stunning act of scientific censorship. Dr. McCullough, of course, is part of the Wellness Company, which is a group of fabulous doctors that have come together to make sure that you have the medications and things you need to keep you safe. Seeing that really Big Pharma has turned its back on us, so has the medical industry as a whole. The Wellness Company is about making sure we're safe. Well, one of Dr. McCullough's partners over at the Wellness Company is board-certified internist, addiction medicine specialist, and of course, TV host. He's also the chief medical board member, as I said, at the Wellness Company. Dr. Drew Pinsky is with us. Dr. Drew, it's great to see you.
Pleasure to be here. Boy, this is a stunning thing. The fact that this article was not just wasn't printed, it was retracted after having been thoroughly peer-reviewed and accepted. And it's not as though what they found in that study was something earth-shattering. It had not been discussed in other articles. A guy named Joseph Fryman had concerns like this. It's a well-done study. They're raising issues as we do in medicine. What we do is we have data, and then there's data that opposes, finds different outcomes than the original studies, and we go back and forth in the literature. That's a normal state of affairs in medicine. But this is no longer a normal world that we live in. This is a world where if somebody does not go along with a accepted narrative, they are silenced. And it is, as Dr. McCullough said, stunning censorship. It could be nothing else. It's fine to write an editorial criticizing the article. That, again, is the usual state of affairs. But to retract the article because people didn't like it, that is unbelievable.
It is. Proving that it's true, too, because they can't. Look, everything that they put in that article is backed up 100% by science. And what we're talking about, of course, is we know that the vaccine harms your immune system. We know that for a fact. It's not us making it up. It's a fact. We know the more you get jabbed, the more you're susceptible. I can't say the word. But the more you're going to have problems, the more the chances are that you will come down with COVID. It's not an opinion that the jab damages your immune system. It is a fact. To censor truthful information that can save lives going forward. Someone still might be thinking that they need to get their child vaccinated for COVID and they don't get this information censored. Think of how evil those people are to censor that type of information that is peer-reviewed. Man, a little bit more.
So, you know what amazes me, Dr. Drew, that they even let it get published in the first place. And talking to some of the doctors involved with this study, they tried to censor it early on and then, I guess, relented, published it, and then retracted it. It almost made matters worse for them by doing this.
I guess so. There is something desperately wrong with our medical publications and our medical literature. I know RFK Jr. has said if he were president, he first thing he would do would call them in and tell them he's going to undertake a RICO case against them, which I think he has quite a case, because this is not medical literature. Medical literature is a back and forth dialogue, and just publishing a narrative, publishing propaganda, essentially, is not the purpose of medical literature. You know, when you were introing me, you said not only is Big Pharma up in it, everything, but the medical establishment itself has become adulterated in some ways.
Yes, it's frustrating. I got to squeeze in one more cut. This is from Steve Bannon's War Room and Representative Matt Gaetz talking about the military and the vaccine mandates that were put on the military. Don't forget about all of that. Take a listen.
Because I want to make sure you're not a conspiracy theorist.
Well, hey, listen, I've got tape to get you on that. Today, we actually had the first hearing in the House Armed Services Committee on vaccine injuries in the military. And the physicians that were there looked like fools, having to assess this data showing increases in problems with pregnant women, with pulmonary embolisms, with myocarditis. I had one of the physicians look at me and say, oh, well, you know, some of these are chronic conditions. I said, a pulmonary embolism? You have almost 50% increase in pulmonary embolisms, and you say that that's a chronic condition? Sounds a lot like an acute condition to me and everyone who's ever had a pulmonary embolism. But the mandate made our nation so much weaker.
Yeah, go back and talk about what
I want
is.
I want every American to know that there are still great patriots like John Frankman who resisted that mandate, who stood on their faith and their principles.
What was the mandate by the Pentagon and in the individual services? What was it?
So the mandate was to receive the COVID shot, the COVID vaccine. And the mandate went into effect in August of 2021, but it was long before that we were receiving the pressure and the coercion to receive the shot, and we were being punished for it. As a detachment commander, I joined the military because I wanted to serve my country, glorify God. And I'm a Catholic first and foremost, spent time in seminary. So when I found out that these shots used aborted fetal cells, I had hesitancy about getting it. And I told my guys I would neither.
When you found out it was an experimental gene therapy, that's what changed your mind?
It was continuing prayer and weighing out, one, the aborted fetal cell piece, that it's the murder of the unborn child, the theft of its body parts, and yeah, that it actually hurts me. And another definition for sin is an act against reason. And it would be unreasonable for me to put my body in jeopardy for a disease I have a 99.99% chance of surviving when I already know that it causes myocarditis, and it's just not needed in young, healthy people such as myself and my soldiers.
There you go, folks. This is the world that we have been living in. I hope you guys get right with God. Time is running out. Time is short in all different areas. America poisoned the world. Don't forget that. If you wonder, why would God be that angry with America? Someone might be thinking, why would God be that angry with America that you then think he's going to judge America? Just the vaccine going out and poisoning the entire world is enough for God to judge America. Just that alone. Get right with God, or else you'll regret it, I'm telling you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.